Good morning, and thank you for waiting. This is the teleconference for Extrapar for the discussion of the results for the third quarter of 2021. Today with us, Dr. André Yaze, CEO of Extrapar, and Emilio Sanches, CFO and Director for Investor Relations of Extrapar. We would like to inform that this session is being recorded and all participants are just listening to the presentation of the company. Next, we are going to have a Q&A session where further instructions will be provided. If any of you require any assistance during the teleconference, please request star zero. This is being broadcast by webcast at the address ri@extrapar. The selection of the slides is controlled by you. I'd like to remind you that this is going to be available later. We'll be able to ask questions on the website that will be answered after the conference by the Investor Relations area. Any forecasts regarding the forecasts, projections, operational targets are beliefs and premises of the company, and they are currently available information. Future operations are not a guarantee of future events, and they are things that may or not occur. Investors and analysts should understand that general conditions and other operational factors could affect the future results of Extrapar and could lead to results that are materially different from those expressed in the forecasts. Now, I would like to call on André Yaze, CEO of Extrapar, who's going to start the presentation. Mr. André, you can go on.
Good morning, everyone. My name is André Yaze. I'm CEO for Extrapar, and together with Emilio Sanches, our CFO, are going to talk about the earnings presentation for the third quarter of 2021. Going on to page three, we have our agenda for today. Initially, we are going to be talking about the quarterly highlights, then talk about the results of third quarter, acquisition of Azul Digital, and then we'll have the closing remarks and Q&A. Now on page five, talking about the highlights for third quarter 2021. I would like to start talking about the major growth that we had in all the company figures. Our net revenues grew nearly 70%, coming to 228 million reais. Cash gross profit also grew. We grew 152% in comparison to the same period of last year, coming to 45.5 million reais. Our cash gross margin reached 19.9%, the same levels as the pre-pandemic, which makes us sure that operational leveraging will be reached. Adjusted EBITDA came to 60.6 million, a growth of 9%. I'd also like to highlight the capital increase in the amount of 100 million reais, which shows the confidence and the trust of our stockholders in our business model and the recovery underway. I would also like to emphasize the signing of Azul Digital. This is a landmark in our digitalization strategy and the creation of the largest auto tech in the company. Still talking about our digital strategy on page seven, we have successive transaction records. We are currently at more than 2.7
million registered users in our digital platforms. The transactions for Zona Azul in São Paulo came to 4.7 million in the quarter, and the transactions in online platforms reached 6.7 million. When we look at the percentage of revenue of online platforms over all revenue, we grew 3.6 times, coming to 12.3% of our revenues and products and services that are online. On page 9, we can observe through the figures the recovery of the company's earnings. Leveraged by vaccination. On the third quarter of this year, we reached 72.1% of percentage profit if compared to 2019. In October, we reached 81.4%, and we believe that this growth trend will continue. We are very confident that with the larger vaccination more at large, particularly in the bigger cities, our business will reach pre-COVID levels soon. Talking about reopening now on page 10, let's talk about the resumption on the biggest company department. If we compare on street Zona Azul, we are making if we compare to similar bases, we are going to come to 92%. Shopping malls in October of this year, we reached 88% of the revenue when compared to the levels pre-COVID. Commercial buildings, 73%, and airports had a strong recovery coming to levels of 73%. Recovering to 73%, which shows that the reopening is leveraging our growth. Now, Emilio Sanchez, the CFO, will talk about the earnings and the results for 2021. Good morning. First of all, I'd like to thank all of you for being present in our earnings call. Now we are in a strong recovery cycle, one of the best we've seen so far. Let's talk about the results for the third quarter. Our strong recovery of revenue and cash and other financial assets and our cash in 30 September 2021. Looking at page 12, we closed the semester with 665 operations. Compared to the previous year, we grew the number of openings even with the adjustment in operations that were negative in terms of profitability. We are keeping focus on the operational side of our team to keep the quality of our providing of services. Our churn, the closing of operations in the period is at a historic low. With the advancement of vaccination and the nearly complete opening of most Brazilian states, we are strongly recovering our net revenues in all segments for our business. We made over 228 million reais with expressive growth of 68.7% in comparison to the third quarter of 2020. What we have earned in now in October makes us very optimistic for a good 2022. On slide 14, cash gross profit, pre-IFRS 16, which is important to show our margin, our growth doubled. We went from 18. And we talk about the strong recovery and efficient management of companies' resources. We had 152% growth over the same period in 2020. I would also like to emphasize that the Zona Azul operations in São Paulo, as said in the last semester, left us with a good margin. Going to page 15, we show our EBITDA
IFRS and pre-AFRIC 12. We are resuming levels pre-pandemic. We have a more favorable scenario. We were able to turn a page that was very hard for the company. With the recovery and adjustments, we have a positive EBITDA in 14 million reais. There was a lot of negotiations and effort of all our professionals, and we are confident that from now on, our EBITDA will only grow with the recovery and resumption of the economy. On page 16, we have our FFO and net loss for the period. We had a significant improvement in these indicators if compared to the previous year. But we are still impacted in our high financial leveraging because of the loss. Even in spite of recovery in airports, it is still insufficient to pay amortization on the investments. We are sure that we will have a positive FFO in the short term. We then talk about the cash flow. We had a positive operational cash flow of 12. Our operational, our working capital was positive, something beneficial for the company. CapEx investments totaled in the period 15.2 million. Loans and interest payments totaled 46.2 million. We closed on September 30th with over 64 million in cash, maintaining the necessary investments and amortizing short-term debt. We had a capital increase of 100 million reais concluded in the month of October, which improves our capital structure and allows for the resumption of investment in the next few months. On page 18, we had net debt reduction. If compared to June 2021, as a result of the growth and positive cash generation, it is important to highlight that this was a year for renew and amortize debt up until September 30th. Now we have only one significant debt in the amount of 150 million reais that will mature. We are trusting and the confidence of our stockholders, and with increase of capital, we are coming into a new phase for the company. And with the end of the pandemic, this virtuous circle for Estapar will be back. Thank you once again for everyone coming. And we would like to thank all Estapar staff for the excellent work. We are very confident in the total recovery of the company. Thank you, Emilio. Now let's talk about the signing for the acquisition of Zul Digital. This is on page 20. This is a very important landmark in the digitization strategy for the Autotech ambitions of the company. Zul has 2 million users, registered users, 3 million registered vehicles, and issues 35 million parking tickets. Also, Zul has many digital products such as parking lot payment tags, IPVA and licensing tags, traffic fines, auto insurance in addition to buy and sell, car equity, funding, CRLV, and fueling, all through one app. There are also 2.7 million registered users in Estapar forms. And with that, we'll have a huge Autotech platform that will service most vehicles in the country. So the Zul clients will be able to have one single platform that will bring them all of these services, many of them exclusive, and many others that are being built. in such a way that our clients will have new benefits and the company will create new lines of revenue that will leverage the SAPAR digital strategy and also the company revenue as a whole. Now let's go to closing remarks, starting with digitization of StarPAR. The acquisition of Zoo Digital is an important milestone in our digitization strategy, with high potential for converting, cross-selling, upselling, and opportunities for generation of new revenue streams, strengthening our business. Vaccination advances will boost the return of mobility in all regions countrywide, with positive impacts on our results in the coming quarters, as we said before. Speaking of operational leverage, we can observe that the operational margin for the third quarter shows the success on the management of costs and expenses, in addition to a focus on improving in a sustainable way. Still talking about capital structure, we'll continue to reduce the short-term debt in the coming quarters. And the 100 million capital increase announced in September 2021 and fully subscribed attests the confidence of the shareholders in StarPAR's business model, accelerating our commercial strategy and enabling new investments. So now we are going to open for questions and answers. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now start the Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star 1. To remove it from the list, press star 2. I'd like to remind you that to ask any questions, you just have to press star 1. Good morning, everyone. I'm Leonardo, coordinator of StarPAR, and we have two questions from Rodrigo Figueiredo via webcast. First, how do you see the recovery of the main segments where you perform in the next quarters? And the second question is, congratulations on the transaction with Zoo. Can you give us more details about the next steps? Thank you. Well, good morning, everyone. Here is André Yazzi, CEO of StarPAR. It's a pleasure to be with you. Regarding the first question, we have an expectation that in the next few quarters, we should reach our pre-COVID levels, as I said. We have noticed since October, and particularly due to the results informed in this presentation, that we are having a strong comeback in all segments. We had emphasis on airports in the month of October. We had a strong increase in basically all airports and talking to our clients and concessionaires in airports and airlines. There's major expectation for domestic aviation in the country, which will foment the segment that's so important for us. Regarding commercial results, we start to see a comeback to from home office. Most offices are resuming their operations, and there is an increase in parking and churn. So, concluding the first question, we are very positive that soon we are going to go back to the pre-COVID levels of 2 years ago. Regarding the second question, I thank you
for the congratulations on the deal with Sul Digital. This is an important milestone for our company. It's a pioneer in innovation. We were the first company in Brazil and maybe worldwide to create a meter paying type of device. We now have a platform that pays all services. You can transact all services offered by Estapar, monthly parking, parking, the meters on Azul, fines, and a lot of other things. So this is part of our DNA. And within the huge base of clients that we had, we wanted, and with the strong recurrence of these clients using our monthly base, there was a huge opportunity to become an important auto tech company, being able to offer to the drivers all services necessary that go from insurance, paying the car tax, maintenance, selling your car, financing your car, and many other services. So the investment in Zul, and Zul is a very competent company led by André Brunet, and that was a major opportunity for us to accelerate our ecosystem for AutoTech, and that's what we did with this transaction. We believe that from now on, Estapar's positioning is going to go beyond its core. With new revenue streams, with digital platforms, with Zul. So we're very excited. There are some some conditions that still need to be approved to close the deal, but we hope that in the next few months we should be able to finalize the transaction. This is a binding signing, and I believe we shouldn't have any kind of surprises. Much on the contrary, I'm very optimistic. The next question is an audio question by Thais Alonso from Citibank. Good morning. It was positive, this recovery of results. My question is in line with the others. Can you tell us a little bit about how you'd be able to capitalize this connected car trend? Is that something that you're bringing? And can you tell us a little bit about the recovery, given the results of this semester? Do you see a better result for next year? Thais, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and Citibank. Regarding the first question, how do we see the strategy of Zul and the connected car issue? It makes a lot of sense. Actually, considering the trends in the automotive industry, more and more cars will be connected. They will be electric cars, and perhaps in a little bit further future, they would be self-driving. We already have self-driving cars on roads, but within the cities, and particularly with Brazilian characteristics, that might take a while. But connected cars will require this range of services that we now offer and will continue to offer with Zul. That will allow a connected car to reserve a parking spot or to schedule its oil change when it's needed. So there is a number of issues with 5G that no doubt are going to be helped. So we are working with an eye on that. Currently, Estapar already has its own app. That's embedded in some brands in Brazil, like Volkswagen, but that should advance with the advent of 5G and the connected cars. Regarding the growth aspect for next year, our expectations, I'm going to ask Sanchez to talk a little bit about that. Hi, Thais, how are you doing? I'm very excited with what has been happening with the report for this quarter that we've just presented and the recovery that we are seeing. It has been very strong in the company, and the expectation in terms of the investments that we've made recovering with malls and airports next year, we have a very optimistic outlook. Also, due to the actions and transactions in operational area with insurance, the advent and our operational leveraging that should be high, we hope to have high hopes for the company. And also considering this digital and technology area and the Zul transaction, we should have a very good next year and following years. Next year, we are going to be resuming our projects from years ago. It's something very exciting, and it's a good outlook for the future. Thank you. We'd like to remind you that to ask questions, you press star one. This is Leonardo again. We have a question by a webcast asking what's the current status and rebalance of Zona Azul in São Paulo. Thank you, Leo. First of all, thank you for the question. And as we have been reporting in the past conferences and the market, the balancing out is something provided in contract is and the COVID at many levels of government. Many levels of government understand that COVID on its own would be a force majeure type of event. And as a consequence, we understand that we have a good claim. So as soon as this COVID cycle goes away, we're going to rediscuss the terms of the agreement and see what would be the best way for analysis. That's something that is provided in the agreement. Once again, we'd like to remind you that to ask a question, you just need to press a star one. Please press star one. Now we're closing the Q&A session. I would like to give it back to Mr. André Biasi for his final remarks. Well, once again, I'd like to thank everyone for their participation. As Emilio said, we are very excited with the results of the last quarter, as well as with the results that we have been observing in the month of October and the first days of November. We see that this growth is showing as an actual real trend. The state of São Paulo has 90% of its population vaccinated. It's an important state for us, but other major states such as Rio de Janeiro, Paraná, and others also are quite advanced in terms of vaccination, and that gives us the confidence to say that we probably will be back in terms of revenue to levels pre-COVID. This quarter, we were able to prove what we were defending and what we believed which was, we are at a level of EBITDA and margin that was very similar to pre-COVID, with a revenue that's still 20% below. So when we resume the previous figures, we are going to have a major improvement in our margin. That's our belief. And as I commented with Zoom Digital, that's a milestone for the company. With that, we are taking a stand within our segment, capturing synergies and opportunities created within Instapar and creating a new line of business, bringing in or onboarding Azul team that's going to be very important for our transition and our digital strategy. That's continuous. It's a team that is very capable of carrying that all out within here without the Instapar ecosystem. Thank you, everyone, and have a good day.